I'm LaVon.
I'm Miss Nene.
Welcome to Family Fun in the Kitchen. And today we're going to do a main dish.
I like main dishes, and I especially like them if they're combination main dishes.
And how about quick and easy?
You bet. That is
even better, right?
Yep. Great requirement.
This one, the total preparation and cooking time should take 25 minutes or less.
Oh, sounds great. What is it, LaVon?
It's called Asian beef and noodles. Mm-hmm. But just in case somebody said, oh, well, I'm not interested in anything Asian, you could change this up. Just say beef and noodles, and you could just like we've talked before, you can change a basic recipe and make it your own.
But it's so much easier, though, than traditional beef and noodles.
Yes, this is not, and when you say Asian, you think stir-fry. No, it's not stir-fried, and it doesn't take long because it uses ramen noodles.
Oh, that's where the Asian influence comes in.
Well, that and also that you buy Asian flavored, you know, the little package of ramen noodles.
Okay.
You can get beef flavor, pork flavor, chicken flavor, Asian flavor. There's probably some more. And so in this recipe, you choose the ones that have the Asian flavoring in the packet.
Okay.
But if you say, that's not what I want, you could choose a beef one or a chicken one, you know, and use the basic same recipe.
And then change the meat accordingly?
Yes. And you could, this recipe has ground beef in it, which is a pretty staple in most households. But I think the recipe would be basic enough that you could use, maybe you want to use leftover chunks of roast beef. Or maybe you want to use chicken or turkey. You know, you could change that up however you wanted.
And I would imagine that you could even buy chicken or turkey that's already pre-cooked.
Yes.
And go from there. So that step would even be saved.
And there is also the canned chicken. And you know, so you have lots of choices there. And I think that's one of the things you may want to consider when you're thinking, I think this is a pretty easy recipe that a lot of young children could make, but it does use the stovetop.
Okay.
So, you know, we have to think about the age of children that you want to use this stovetop. But in the recipe, this recipe, you have to brown the ground beef. And if you started with some meat that was already pre-cooked, that would take that step of the stovetop out.
Do you recommend a certain kind of ground beef with the amount of fat that would be in it?
Oh, I'm glad you asked that question because I was thinking about this when I looked at this recipe again. If you choose, it kind of depends on price, but I'm not a mathematician enough to figure this out. But if the higher fat content ground beef is enough lower price, I would buy that. After you've browned it, you put it in a strainer and run hot water over it, and you've reduced the fat.
Very minimal.
Yes.
And that would be about the 80% ground lean ground beef.
So you can start with that, or if you prefer not to do that step, you can start with the lower fat content. Any of those would work. But I really do like this hot water method to rinse the fat off of any kind of ground beef.
I've never done that.
And that's been tested. It's been researched at Iowa State to see, are you losing any nutrients? What about flavor? And there's not enough difference that you'd say, well, I'm not going to do that step because of those criteria.
Does the water need to be boiling or just
hot? No, I just turn on my hot water faucet. And, it's hot enough that the fat is going to continue to go off of it, you know. And if you use cold water, of course, it'll
solidify.
So it just has to be hot enough to keep that fat from solidifying. Okay, and then another ingredient in this is the easy way is to go to your freezer, or it could be canned, and get mixed vegetables. And there's 2 cups of a mixture. But at this season, maybe you have some fresh vegetables. But they're pre-cooked. You know, whatever you're going to put in here is pretty much pre-cooked. That's one of the reasons it's not taking very much time to do this, because everything, by the time you mix it together, is pretty much pre-cooked.
Would this recipe lend itself well to sugar snap peas that we talked about
a few weeks ago? I think you could put any veggie in here that you wanted.
Some water chestnuts, chop those.
That would be a good, especially to the Asian dish, would be a really nice addition. Yes. And, of course, with this, you add a little water. And the flavoring that it adds is ginger. And if you haven't used ginger, you go, oh, I don't know about that. You could leave it out. But it just adds to, if you like that Asian flavor, that's just a plus here.
Is it ground ginger or use fresh
ginger?
Well,
French ginger would be good too. Mm-hmm. But usually if you use ginger at all, I think most people then have the ground ginger. And ground ginger goes in cookies, right?
Yes, it does.
So I bet you have some on your shelf.
I do.
Yes. But it's just, that's a nice flavor change, and it's not enough to go, oh my goodness, what did you put in here kind of thing. It's just a kind of a touch of flavor. And then the recipe also suggests that you put some green onion in. Mm-hmm. Again, that's up to you.
Mm-hmm. And now, even though it's called Asian beef and noodles, it's not made in a wok pan, is it?
No. It's just, you can, the efficient way to do this is to brown the ground beef, set that aside, put the rest of the ingredients into that same skillet, and you've got a few minutes to cook the noodles and heat up the vegetables, and then you put the ground beef back in. It's all in one pan.
It's done. I'm going to have to try that. It sounds good.
It's really quick. I have served it to some groups. I've also, I guess it was when I was in a group, after I made it, I put it into a slow cooker and just kept it warm until, you know, that way I could make it in the morning, and it was for a lunch that I didn't have time at the time. I was involved with something. Okay,
yes.
Now it's right there and ready to go. And it freezes well. If you don't eat it all up, it freezes well. You could easily double this without having a problem. And again, as we've talked before, that ability to change out. This is a basic recipe. And so if you want quick beef and noodles, here it is.
And how fun for the children to go with you to the grocery store and look at the selection of ramen noodles and let them choose what flavor they'd want to have in it and then adapt the rest of the ingredients around the flavors in that ramen noodle pack.
And, you know, they can add the vegetables and they can just keep adding and measuring. And all the steps are so simple. Again, we just have to be concerned that we are using the top of the stove, so it's going to be hot. And I think, you know, I'm not sure what age. It depends on your child, how much experience they've had. Because I think as they get older, this is even something a child could prepare and have ready for you when you come home.
How nice.
But, you know, again, we need to think, is that 12? Is what age is that you want a child to be using the stovetop when you are not around, when somebody isn't there to watch over? But the recipe itself is simple enough that that would be no problem at all.
How fun.
Yeah.
How fun. Well, this recipe will be on our website.
You bet.
Okay.
And it is, like I say, it's really yummy and quick. That's part of our criteria. And it's pretty nutritious, too, because it's got all these vegetables in. And, again, changing it up. If you don't want mixed vegetables, hey, you don't have to put mixed vegetables in. You can put all corn or all peas or all whatever.
What if you didn't want to use ramen noodles? Could you substitute other starch products in that?
I think you would just have to cook them a little longer. You know, just look at your noodles.
Yes.
And cook accordingly. And then if you're using frozen, they just have to be put in kind of at the last minute, you know, where they can cook for a couple minutes. If you're using canned, it would just be enough to heat it up.
Mm-hmm.
So if you wanted to start with thinking about, okay, how long am I going to have to cook? It's going to be determined by the kind of noodles you use.
And how fun for the children to select the vegetables and the other ingredients to accompany these ramen noodles, a certain flavor, and even the meat, too, whatever kind that they'd want to choose with that. Maybe there are people in your family who are partial to a certain kind of meat, and that's what they want to use. Mm-hmm. Well, then the recipe can be adapted around
that. Whatever your choice is. And, of course, you know, we haven't talked about other herbs. We talked about other flavorings and ginger. You know, do you like basil? Do you like
wouldn't fresh basil, chopped basil be good in that?
I think, you know, you can start thinking about all those other herbs you might add to this. Again, make it your own, but you can start with the basic recipe and go from there.
I'm a real fresh dill lover. I just love dill weed, and I think that could be easily added to that and dill it up a little bit.
And then we could add, you could go back and find that recipe for popovers. Remember we did popovers?
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't that be a great thing to serve with this? Is a popover just for fun?
Yes. Oh, popovers are fun.
Yeah, so that would be great. So the recipe will be there on our website.
At KJAN.com. Click on Programs. Click on Family Fun in the Kitchen with LaVon and Miss Nini. This great recipe for Asian beef and noodles, quick, easy, fun to do, great to do with your children, will be there so that you can make some fond family memories in the kitchen.